Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers.
The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It is freaking Wednesday, November 13th.
There you go.
2019. A week behind.
Yeah, you catch up.
November 13th. Wednesday the 13th, Jimmy. What does that mean to you?
Means I probably go home and watch. I'll probably watch Disney Plus. No horror movies.
Disney Plus. You got that? So you got that yesterday?
Yeah, I went ahead and dove in.
Did you get screwy? Did it get all screwed up for you? Like it was. The news was. Oh, no.
No, it was fine for me, man. I didn't have any problems at all. I wasn't trying to get on first thing in the morning, though. It was like mid afternoon.
Problems for Disney Plus already? Are you just going to stay with Netflix now? Paid for by Netflix. you know, what was the first thing you watched? Like Mighty Ducks?
Jungle Book. Animated Jungle Book.
Yeah.
Of course.
The 1967 Jungle Book.
Yeah. And is it that thing where did it still impact you?
I still love that one, man.
Yeah.
I love that one.
Like, I remember years and years ago, I had told Grace about Hulk Hogan's Rock and Wrestling cartoons. And I actually bought the DVD. And it wasn't, like, available. Like, I had to buy it from Japan or something.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was like it was an import bootleg.
Because I'm a...
And, like, I paid, $30-$40 for it. And then it was a Saturday morning. I was like, let's run up to Hardee's. We'll come back and watch Hulk Hogan's Rock and Wrestling cartoons. All right, Daddy.
Yes.
Put that thing on. God bless. I just wanted to watch wrestling, apparently. Like, it was horrible.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's just stupid. Like, none of it made sense. Andre the Giant was the most well-dressed of the group. In real life, he was the biggest... slobby slouch in the world.
Well, back then they all just wore workout clothes. Like they'd all just be running around in tank tops and like gym pants.
Well, but it wasn't
really baggy 80s sweatpants dudes would wear.
Well, and it wasn't their voices either.
Uh-huh.
They didn't retain any of the wrestlers, so they had different voices. So like you can understand what Andre the Giant was saying on the cartoon,
yeah.
But in person it's like rawr, rawr, Hulk Hogan.
Andre'd always be wearing a sport coat, like some kind of tweed sport coat.
Like, yeah, he's going to a golf tournament. Like, he's got on a collared shirt and a sport coat and, like, you know, slacks and some nice floorshims.
Yeah.
So, Jungle Book, and then where else did we go from there?
Watched Aladdin.
Yeah.
And all these be animated, never any of the remakes, just for the record. If I talk about any old Disney movies,
oh, yeah.
I'm not talking about any live-action remakes. It'll always be the way it was intended.
Yes.
I got and then, you.
Retro rock and roll Jimmy Jack Jack.
And then Fatboy will probably dig this one, man. This is spent some time watching the
Song of the South?
The X-Men cartoon from the early 90s. It's not on there.
Oh, yeah.
No. Song of the South not on there. No.
X-Men cartoons?
From the early 90s, yeah.
That's on there?
Yeah. Every episode, all five seasons.
We'll check those out. Those were good, man.
Are you on season three or?
Season one. I just watched season... three or four episodes.
Yeah.
Did they have Dumbo on there? The old Dumbo?
Yeah, the old Dumbo.
Where can I watch Voltron cartoons? What platform do I need to subscribe to?
You know, whoever produced Voltron, I'm not sure what huge conglomerate owns that production company.
I think it was Nimio is what I just, whenever you said that, it just totally like, phew, Voltron.
You didn't watch Gummy Bears?
No, but I'm going to because that's on there and I like that.
I had to watch Care Bears because Angel. And
that's
then
so cute, though.
We only one TV, you know. I know. But then she was into Care Bears Cousins where it was like, oh, they couldn't sell enough bears, so now they got a damn elephant.
Yep.
That's not when cousins hook up with the same girl.
No.
Just hear that Voltron Legendary Defender is available on Netflix.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
There you go.
Yeah. I mean, that was a series from 2016 to 2018.
Yeah. But when, remember, like, over, I guess it was a summer break that we had, I was all... geared up because I'd went through on Amazon Prime looking.
By the way, old Voltron from the 80s is available on Stars.
Ah, see?
Yeah.
And I went through looking at all these, and I was like, I saw the Jeffersons because I love this particular episodes of the Jeffersons. I just love, especially when the this is going to sound stupid, but when the rabbit robbed the Jeffersons. You got to see that episode. It's awesome.
The rabbit, not rabbi, rabbit.
It was a man dressed as a rabbit
okay.
at Halloween, and he robbed Louise and George.
I have to take your wallet.
But then, but when you look at it on Amazon Prime, the app, the streaming, until you click on it, does it say buy or rent? It almost, you have to look for that very small Prime sash
yeah.
that goes up in the top right corner.
And if you have any subscriptions that you have through Prime, I mean, it doesn't mean anything because it could be like a Cinemax or HBO movie.
Well, I have HBO.
You can watch it anyway.
I kept HBO, but then I don't have Cinemax or Stars or mm-hmm. Disney Plus or anything. So any Song of the South, that was the big question. It's not on there.
I could answer that before I ever looked.
Well, what?
You knew it wouldn't be on there.
Yeah. But so are they going to go through and comb through? I mean, is this going to be up in headlines later? Like, I guess the question
we can
is.
Do it. I mean, we can talk about it now.
Are they
going to plenty of news stories.
Go through.
I got one about diarrhea.
Oh, nice. That always works.
I emailed it.
That's evergreen or ever brown. Will they go through and comb through the Disney history and start doing that PC thing of obviously Song of the South because of all the
crows from Dumbo?
I think they'll leave all that stuff alone.
Even like the early Mickey Mouse stuff is on there when it had like swastikas and whatnot in the background.
No,
those are not on there.
It's a curated collection, certainly.
Yeah, Steamboat Willie.
No Steamboat Willie.
No,
no Groundskeeper Willie. Well, he's on there because all the Simpsons episodes.
Wow. Okay. And then Mickey Mouse Club, so I can go back and watch Brittany and Justin.
I didn't see Mickey Mouse Club. Don't mean anything there, though. It's probably
I'm not in then.
Well, just I didn't see it. I didn't go through everything.
I'm messing, Jim.
So many things, man. So many things. I just want you to be able to watch it.
Yeah.
Be able to watch the club.
Who owns Double Dare?
That's Nickelodeon.
Again, I'm fine with Amazon just buying it all and just let me just adding it to Prime. Triple the price of Prime and then I can watch everything.
Yeah.
It'd be simple and free shipping. Like, for instance, if you forget it's somebody's birthday, let's say your nephew, for instance, and then you say, oh, God, tomorrow's so-and-so's birthday.
Oh, Mickey Mouse Club is on there?
It is?
It is on Disney Plus.
We'll just go all the way back to Frankie Avalon and Annette Funicello.
I bet it's a lot of them. Let's see.
The black and whites.
I'm trying to look into it.
Some of those were dicey.
These computers here are not good, though.
Go on Amazon, da-da-da-da. One day shipping. Be there tomorrow. So it's going to be somewhere on a certain day on someone's birthday. Just like that.
All the episodes of the initial run, which would be 1955. So, yeah.
1955.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mayor.
The Adventures of Spin and Marty is on there.
Yeah.
That's an old show. I never even heard of it.
I watched Back to the Future, obviously, last night.
Mm-hmm.
I fell asleep watching. I didn't make it all the way through because of it was, with... It'd be November 12th, and that's the day that the tower got struck by lightning and sent Marty back to the future.
Some people are saying Steamboat Willie is on Disney Plus.
Is it?
Yeah.
I say, I told you you're wrong.
No, you didn't say that.
Is Judge Mickey on there?
I don't know.
Disney Court? Eventually, they'll do all that stuff. What was I just saying? Foot.
You went Back to the Future, falling asleep during it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'd still have that. When Amazon did something years ago when they started, or not Amazon, excuse me, YouTube started launching where you could buy movies on there.
Yeah.
They gave you a free movie download.
Uh-huh.
So that was obviously the one I did. And that was like 6 or 7 years ago. And it's still on my account, obviously. So I'm sitting there, and this was why I was like, we are living in the future. I'm sitting there playing it on my phone, sending it to my damn TV.
Mm-hmm.
Working the volume on my phone. I mean, I was like, what else do you need? You don't want to really see it holographed up in the air on a you don't. That would suck. Unless the clarity is 4K Ultra, you know the early years of that would suck blanks.
Yeah, they won't do it unless it's that good.
Yeah, it shouldn't be. So you're happy? Will you keep it? Is there enough there for you to retain it? Is it like a promo, Jimmy, with the... The Disney X, Disney Man, Plus.
It's one of the cheaper ones you can get, really. It's $6.99 a month, or you can just do $69.99 for a whole year.
Yeah.
So I imagine I'll keep it for a whole year.
Yeah.
Save 16%, sign up for a whole year in advance. I went ahead and did that. So, yeah, I'll keep it for at least a year.
You think when people started being all buzzworthy, buzz-talking, trendy about Disney Plus, big girls were like, yeah, I can finally get the stuff in my sizes.
Probably. They got excited. They're, oh, it's just watching TV. No, I don't want to watch. No.
No. They have it for everyone down there.
Man, the 90s was the time if you wanted, like, 4XL ladies, Mickey Mouse shirts, and Looney Tunes shirts. The 90s was it for you.
Oh,
Tweety
yeah.
Bird.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you'd have Tweety Bird shirts. Every big woman wearing Tweety Bird shirts.
Yeah, oh, man. Oh, the front God. And backs, too.
Yeah.
Where it would show the front, and then on the back, it would show the back of the cartoon character.
Airbrushed.
The over the all over print.
She'd smoke with her wet hair and a ponytail.
Oh, man, God. I would love somebody. There's enough documentaries, but there's one that I would love somebody to do. Flea market bootleg items of the 90s.
Yes.
Do all the Bart Simpson stuff, the Hair Jordan. You could do all that stuff. Get down to the people selling the little tiny turtles.
Yep.
Yep. The little foam pet that you'd walk around on a stick.
Mm-hmm.
How we were dumb. We'd pay like $10 for it. It's a piece of foam on a damn stick that somebody ran a couple streaks of airbrush over.
Yeah.
That's it.
What about rain sticks?
Some knockoff weasel balls.
Oh, God, weasel balls.
Oh, they would put the little cars, they'd put them in those acrylic boxes, and they would hit and then flip over and go the other direction.
Mm-hmm.
I had all those.
Mexican jumping beans?
Yeah, man. You used to have those at Natural Wonders at the mall, too.
Send me back jumping to beans the jockey lot of the 90s.
Didgeridoos and rain sticks.
Hispanic jumping beans, I'm sorry.
Greer, bring back Tabs. Tabs Flea Market.
Please. And what about the ice cream shop? Sure.
And the ice cream shop as well.
Bring them both back.
There's plenty of Tabs over there. We're talking about Tabs Flea Market.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Availability of the. Of the L's are there. So, Paige?
Yeah.
Hello. Have you looked over?
I'm trying to avoid it, but it's very shocking to me.
The lineup on the window?
Let's not even, we want to allude to it.
The glare over there.
Yeah.
We want to allude to it, but I tell you what it looks like. It looks like, right now, our windowsill looks like the end of like an episode of Supermarket Sweep.
It does.
It really does.
Oh, it's rough.
If they said, you can only go buy stuff that you would not serve to your friends or family.
Yeah.
Thank you for that.
Yeah,
except for there's one over there that I'll take any leftovers, to be honest with you.
Which one's that?
Nesquik.
Oh, yeah. That's just the base.
Oh, good. I was hoping you wouldn't pick the one I was looking at.
Fatboy wants leftover treat.
Oh,
he wants leftover treat meat.
I love treat meat.
Well, we won't go fully into that because we have to give some time to going through the full recipe. Because if we do it now, you know, all these Johnny-come-latelys are going to go make the recipe early and live stream it. Say, oh, look, I've already done your bit. Ha ha.
I know. We can't give it all away.
Yeah, it didn't make me sick. Don't be a wuss.
Let me get that Rocky Mountain oyster.
I don't see how it wouldn't.
So today, pigskin punishment day for Paige.
Yeah,
we finally get to it after the tiebreaker on Monday Night Football. Paige will have, there's different names for this. You've got, well, first of all, welcome for the first time ever, Nine's Ninja Blender. Welcome to the show, Nine. He doesn't talk.
No,
as
no.
As you
just,
know.
At least it will be smooth.
Brought the Ninja Master Prep in.
Yeah, I didn't even realize he was in here. I turned around and he was right there.
Yep.
I didn't see him come in. You don't want to say anything? All right, he doesn't want to talk.
Quiet sort.
But we have a bunch of ingredients to what we're calling the pigskin punishment smoothie, and then it turned to, I was trying to liken it to like a certain, well, I'll say it, hell. Wendy's has the great frosty, which I love, but I was thinking this is going to end up looking like what we would call a frothy.
Yeah, it is.
But then that to me sounds like beer, so that's not good. So I think Jimmy came up with the name.
I mean, I'm just calling it the processed meat smoothie.
Okay, that's not the one that I was thinking.
Which one were you thinking?
Rurnt smoothie.
Rurnt smoothie.
That's what
yeah,
just
yeah.
played in the rewind.
Oh,
and
yeah,
I was like,
Rurnt smoothie.
Rurnt smoothie, man. But see, to the transplants, they won't get it. This guy's talking about runts. But I love them.
I think calling it a processed meat smoothie just kind of explains what it is.
Yeah.
Without people thinking it's just going to be like rotten vegetables or something.
Well, yeah. And it also shows why this is such a big punishment, because people that eat you crazy hot sauces and you crazy hot peppers and stuff, we get it. You can do it. But some people can't. Some people like Paige will not eat processed meat.
Paige, I've never seen Paige eat pork. I've rarely seen Paige eat anything other than a little bit of chicken or fish or something. This is the complete opposite end of food she eats.
That's a good point. I've never seen that either. She usually has like an egg sandwich.
Yeah.
No pork swords.
Paige is like most women. She hides, like, well, not like at a meal, but like when she's in here eating, she's not like sitting here like us, just whoa. She's over there like turning her back, taking a bite. She doesn't, you know, she's being such a lady.
Man, that's good, man. It's good. It's good. You want some? Look at how good that is.
Yeah, what is that over there? It's a quiche.
Turn around so I can eat, please.
But that right there is a mess of food, and we will go through one by one and add the ingredients to the processed meat smoothie.
Yeah.
It's going to be burnt.
It's going to be rough. It's going to be frothy. Man.
I apologize for some of the sounds I may make. I
can't wait.
I just apologize.
Why? Did you eat anything this morning yet?
I did. I had a quiche.
Well, I called that just now,
didn't
I?
Yeah, you did. You know what I eat.
So you apologize. You pre-apologize for any sounds you may make.
Well, I figured I needed a base in case something comes up, you know, just to get something down.
Right. So why not quiche? Mm-hmm. Quiche.
What is quiche?
Eggs.
Okay.
Yeah, but it's a whole thing.
Yeah.
It's not just an egg.
Yeah. It's something like if you want to eat, like, you know, you want to seem like you're really fancy, but you also want breakfast, quiche is for you.
Yeah.
It's delicious because it's like eggs and spinach and kind of a pie format, but, you know.
You call it an omelet.
Yeah, you call it an omelet, but quiche makes it fancy-ass and means you just paid $37 for brunch.
It's like people want, no, this is a breakfast wrap. It's not a breakfast burrito.
Yeah, yeah.
Burrito?
Quiche is, again, just a clever way to upsell the price of brunch.
Yeah, this is quiche. I used to have mine pierced. I don't know if you realize that.
It's tasty. Quiche tasty. It's tasty.
Good.
Well, thank you.
I don't know what we're talking about.
I was thinking of something else.
Okay.
Can I say tank? The other situation today is we're going to have tickets to see Bad Wolves. Also, Nine's Best Damn Audio today.
Got a lot of stuff to get to, Matt, man. A whole bunch of stuff going on.
I can tell you've been watching Disney. Listen at him.
Yeah.
Got a lot of stuff going on, Matt, man.
All kind of stuff. Best Damn Audio,
Main Street, meets, USA. Smoothies. Jump aboard.
All the most fun stuff right here.
Yeah. You can call us at any time, 1-800-774-0093. The CarolinaVaporMill.com text line is 72341. And then we're at The Rise Guys on most of your social media. Paige, what is up in the Plex?
Well, we have to talk about a story that gave a woman PTSD. She was attacked by someone in Los Angeles, and I'll tell you all about it next in your Rise Guys headlines.
Oh, man.
This is one of the foulest, most revolting things you'll ever hear in Rise Guys headlines.
This also will bring up something that we can talk about. You and I were talking about off the air yesterday, Jim.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. This would give most people some post-traumatic stress.
Yeah, okay, perfect. All right, Rise Guys headlines with a soon-to-be pukey page right after this. Morning, everybody.
The Radio.com app makes your phone. Get the Rise Guys daily podcast. Stream the Rise Guys every morning.
Yeah, man, I love that stuff.
Everywhere.
The Rise Guys rock.
On the Radio.com app.
This is the Rise Guys morning show.
93.3
The Planet.
It's Rise Guys headlines with Paige and her big ol' hoo-has.
Good morning, everyone.
Hello.
Hi.
Well, yesterday we touched on the problem with the homelessness in San Francisco, and today we have a story out of Los Angeles. This attack happened near the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and this is just awful. An unprovoked attack left this woman with PTSD. Some man pulled her out into the middle of the street over by the Hollywood Walk of Fame and dumped A bucket of feces over her head. Hot diarrhea.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was described, the bucket of hot diarrhea is how it's been described.
Yeah, so he grabbed her and put her into the middle of the road and...
He jerked her out of her car, right?
Yeah.
He jerked her out of her car and jerked her in the middle of the street and then dumped a bucket of hot diarrhea on her head.
So the... I'm sorry if you all are getting sick on this, but according
I'm getting sick because I'm thinking about that smoothie you're going to drink
later. I know. Talking about that subject. Well, the paramedics who treated this woman said it looked like the man had been saving up for a month. And
it was a bucket full.
Yes. The woman was rushed to Hollywood Presbyterian Hospital.
Was he 6 foot eight by chance?
He seems to be of average height. He doesn't seem like he's a big monster or anything. Yeah. But she was tested for infectious diseases. And the man was sent to a hospital to be evaluated. So this just sheds light.
I hope they tased and beat the brakes off him.
Well, he was described as a transient who suffers from mental illness, and he was arrested on battery charges and jailed. So this, according to some of the reports, there's a problem with people that are on some sort of drugs on the street. There's an addiction problem. There's a drinking problem. And there's a mental health issue because these people are virtually just left out there to fend for themselves. And then people are walking around while they're panhandling and saying things. I mean, if you've ever been to California, you would know what I'm talking about.
I have. And I mean, with the Hollywood Walk of Fame, you know, if you've never been there, it's not as glorious in any way as it's presented on TV.
It isn't glorious at all. Not remotely glorious. It's not nice, not shiny, not fancy.
But the front part there in front of Grauman's Chinese Theater is nice just because they keep it nice. But the other parts, I mean, there's like the equivalent of the Hollywood Wings or the Hollywood...
Eagles.
Or you
Pacific.
Know, beat shops.
Yeah.
Those are there. And a lot of, I mean, you got to think about some of the people who got stars on there. They bought them. You have to buy them, and it's not that big of a deal.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this right here,
already
people are like, oh, yeah, Matt beat up somebody with a mental illness. First of all, you don't know that at the moment. Secondly, how would you evaluate that? Like, hey, by the way, are you mentally ill? No? Okay.
No, that doesn't happen.
I would poop back on him.
Okay, so he was sent by a judge to a residential facility, you know, where people who have mental health issues. But he was released in August. So this is coming to light on a news station where the victim says, what's the next thing he's going to do? Stab somebody? You know, if you're attacking people randomly on the street and you have mental issues, you should be in a facility because not only are you dangerous to yourself, but to other people.
Is this
proven
evolution of the ice bucket challenge?
No.
How many of these people like this are there in Los Angeles, though? Because when I was there, there's homeless people everywhere, but not everywhere has homeless people like L.A. homeless people. Yeah. L.A. homeless people are...
Well-dressed.
They're on a level of unwashed. I'd never imagined being real until I saw it for myself. I mean, these people just got, like, 30-year crusty dirt on them. I've never seen such filth in my life as when I laid eyes on real, legitimate Los Angeles, California homeless people.
And there was a story done on that about people who were just flown in there and dumped on the streets of L.A. from other parts of the country.
I think that was a Kurt Russell movie.
Well, it's also orphan trains back in the old days.
But that seems to be the problem. These people aren't getting the mental health that they need, and then they're just pushed back on the streets. Because that's how they're going to survive. How else are they going to eat? How else are they going to live without the streets?
See, this to me is like, it's not going to do it justice just to talk about it now. Like, that's something that needs like a whole hour of radio because you can make a certain day is all the celebrities or just anybody's pushing out this message of if you have issues, talk to somebody. And we're all aware that there's a mental health situation in America. You can look at a lot of the problems going on in this country, and a lot of it goes right back to it. And everybody admits the problems there.
Yep.
But damn it, if anybody's coming up with a solution.
Right.
Like, I mean, I don't have one. I'm voicing the approach of let's quit talking about it and do something, but I don't know what to do.
And
We can't talk out of both sides of our mouths because you have the higher-ups talking about this, but meanwhile, you follow the money trail and you find out, oh, it's Well, I don't even want to say the name of the company in fear of litigation, but like it all goes back to these companies that sell medicine and chocolate.
But also, if there's not a family that's going to protect someone who has a serious problem, say schizophrenia, then these people are on the streets. They're not getting their medication.
There again, you don't want to get your... You don't want to get somebody committed, or you don't want to have to do that thing where you're saying, hey, I think I'm better mentally than you, and I'm going to tell you you're wrong, you know?
Yeah.
That's a tough conversation to have, too. I've been there when that's happened before. I'm not even making a joke right now.
Well,
I mean, that's it's just it's uncomfortable for everybody, but in your heart's in the right place, you know?
If you said it in the exact words you just used, yeah, that caused problems.
That's why I'm saying we're not doing it justice to have to give it 8 minutes. It's like a thing that... I think each one of us in this room has had a personal point of view of seeing it happen to, you know, people close to us.
Yeah, and a lot of times there's absolutely nothing you can do about it except walk away from the situation because it can't, I mean, you know what I mean? It's out of your hands. All you can do is walk away.
Like my great-grandma, I mean, I'm not like, this isn't some kind of legend or fun story to tell, but it's like, it's weird to think about that my great-grandma died in a sanitarium on Bull Street in Columbia. And my mom watched from her bedroom window them taking her out in a straitjacket.
Yeah, my great-grandpa did 10 years there.
Yeah, but it's because she saw stuff and put things in the wrong place. She probably had Alzheimer's or, I mean, something maybe worse, but she died... You know, probably addicted to sedatives and all of that stuff.
And the good thing is she was getting the help that she needed, and the family did take care of her.
You know, sanitariums in the 60s. I don't know.
Is there anybody
prior to that?
Is there
maybe
anybody in this room who wouldn't have beat this dude to death in the middle of the street without asking a single question?
That's what I said.
Pretty sure that most of us, I mean, especially the three grown men in the room, would just snap and just cave his skull in with whatever we could find without ever asking a question or saying a word. You would just snap and he would be just a pulp of blood and an overcoat on the road.
That's the point I'm saying. It's like, because people are like, oh, you got to beat up the mentally ill. You don't know that. And even then, like, even if he's high... I mean, you're not going to... Wait, are you under the influence before I beat the hell out of you?
Right.
Oh, you're on PCP. Well, you won't feel any of this.
I'm not going to ask questions. I mean, this is a hot bucket of hot diarrhea.
That's so disgusting.
You ain't going to ask no questions. You're just going to destroy.
I'll show you my screen. P1 Candy Cane wants us each to say hot diarrhea. She's dying hearing us say it. So we'll start first with... I'll go first. Hot diarrhea.
Hot diarrhea.
Hot diarrhea.
Hot diarrhea.
Buckets.
Buckets up.
Yes, ew.
Buckets up.
All right. Rise Guys Headlines, styled by Rocker Bell Chic Boutique. I'm Paige, and those are your Rise Guys Headlines.
Thank you, Paige. And I'll tell you something. And the last thing we'll say about it, because it does get gross after a minute.
It's terrible.
But if you're having cold diarrhea, really, you see a doctor. For real.
Yeah, it shouldn't come out cold.
Mm-mm, no, Fat Boy, what is up in the sports hole? Thank you, Paige, and Rocker Bells.
Well, Colin Kaepernick got some news so good that he thought he was getting worked. But now this is actually going to happen.
Is it a work shoot?
I don't know. You could see a return of old number 7 coming to a team near you. Some stuff in the works.
Seems like I've heard that before.
Most of us, too.
Okay, all right, we'll find out about that, and we'll do it next in the Sports Hole with Fat Boy. More than everybody.
Scream loudly!
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
No better way to start your day.
93.3.
The Planet.
And now, Rise Guys Sports with Fat Boy.
Oh, Colin Kaepernick in the NFL. He learned through his representatives, I believe yesterday, that said the NFL has set up a private workout for Colin Kaepernick and NFL teams this Saturday in none other than
Atlanta.
Hotlanta.
Atlanta.
Okay.
Well, they couldn't like totally do it in Charlotte.
Oh, well, guess what?
Go what?
Well, he's been working out for the past 3 years every day.
Well, let's hope.
So he's in shape, but he didn't ask for this. The NFL set it up because teams are calling, asking about his status. Now, if you think about it, they've cycled through all the free agents they'd normally call. Josh McCown's an Eagle. Matt Moore's a Chief.
Yeah.
There's not a whole lot of people left out there.
No.
And people need quarterbacks. So they're going to set up a workout with him that's going to include on-field work, an interview,
and they're going to make the video available to teams. Somebody going to sign him.
Yeah.
Yeah, he'll get a job.
Yeah.
So. When should I start my football hotline? Like the Miss Cleo of football. Because it's all starting to happen. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's the Mercury retrograde. I don't know. I had to tell somebody yesterday it's not a new boat.
No, it isn't.
I don't know what
new
it
outboard.
Is. I called the Cam Newton thing, and now I called the Colin Kaepernick thing a long time ago.
I mean, we said a long time ago he's going to get
there
a job.
There was no we in this. Yeah, I said that.
There is.
You have to quit jumping on my coattails.
Well, I'm not
going to
let you take credit for everything.
Well, Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ.
No, I'm messing with you, man. I know you did.
But you got to let me hold on to this one thing. For the last 2 weeks, I've been solid on my picks.
You have.
And I've been calling all these different things that are happening in the NFL. So I will deliver on Friday another Mastrodamus prediction about the NFL.
Ooh.
Matt will not rest until he is psychic.
I think.
I already am. I opened up the sixth chakra yesterday.
Until you fully unlocked that gift and unleashed it, you will not rest.
Yeah.
Then we'll use it. Then you,
I can't open up the seventh because my back ain't straight.
Then you will lose it because you'll use it to profit.
Purple one?
What, they use it or lose it? Which one are they talking about?
Man, both.
You're talking about your ding-a-ling? You're talking about your psychic ability?
The definitely last one both. Is the brain, so I think you can open that up.
It's funny you mentioned the back. I think Detroit's going to sign him because Matt Stafford's got broken bones in his back.
Yeah.
And he might be done for the year. And they somewhat have a shot of crawling back in it.
Mm-hmm.
That's my guess. But, you know, it's going to work him out. He did say that he he wasn't going to kneel anymore. So that's not an issue. He said that a while back trying to get a job.
Yeah.
I think Eric Reed still kneels.
I think so.
But, you know.
It pays to be friends with Jay-Z, does it not? He comes in, he gets this huge contract to line up concerts.
Yeah.
And now all of a sudden, you know.
I'm going to teach you how to say words wrong, and you're going to get a job.
Kylie Jenner was probably sending emails to Trump trying to arrange this.
See, that's one of the funny things about it is that Jay-Z came in, and a lot of people got really mad at Jay-Z for that level of selling out. But, you know, they just kind of forgot about it after a month or two.
Yeah, like if The Well came to me and wanted me to be the live events coordinator, like pick concerts and stuff I want to see there,
mm-hmm.
I'm in. Yeah. Matter of fact, I would do it for just payment of tickets to the concert.
Well, Kaepernick's 30.
And a chance to meet Garth next time.
Yeah, the press conference.
Instead of everybody else who works here gets to go, and we don't even know what's happening.
Instead of people that don't even care about the man going.
That was kind of a dick move.
There's certain things that are not forgiven.
Yeah.
That's one thing. And it's totally just smoothed right over and just. Yeah.
We won't even tell him it's happening. We're just going to go do some star blanking, huh?
What if people weren't even there for Garth? They were just like wanted the food, and he just happened to be there.
Yeah.
Who are you?
It was a press conference, and members of the press should have been there.
Yeah.
Nobody told us.
Not fanboys.
Nobody told us.
Kaepernick's 32. So if he gets signed, he's got a short window. Excuse me. Window.
He's a young 32. Young 32 now. You got to look at it like that.
He's in shape, but he was adopted, so don't forget that.
He'll be 100% healthy.
He's got to play on his mental state.
Does he still look like Squidward? I haven't seen him in a while.
A little bit.
Yeah.
The new rankings last night for the college football playoff. You got Louisiana State number one. Ohio State number two. Clemson's in there at three, baby. And Georgia's four. They dropped Bama down to five.
This
to be expected because Georgia has wins over Florida and Notre Dame.
And, of course, that loss to South Carolina, I mean, that's a good loss, right?
Better than
Oregon's one loss coming to Auburn in week one.
That loss would have mattered for sure if those wins they didn't have.
Yeah. They had some good wins.
When is the big game? 2 weeks from Saturday?
Which one?
I ain't talking about Super Bowl. I'm talking about the big game, you know.
3 weeks?
Clemson, South Carolina?
Buy a car. We're going to give you tickets to the big game.
It'll be 2 weeks from Saturday. November 30th.
And that's where?
At South Carolina.
Oh.
At Williams-Brice.
You want to go? Billy Brice?
I would go to it in Clemson. I just don't want to go all the way to Carolina, all the way to Columbia.
I don't blame you.
The atmosphere is fine. It's just the after effects.
Having to drive back.
Or stay there.
Yeah.
Somebody give you a ticket, baby.
Like, if I could, You can all sit there and shake your head at me and point your finger, but 5 points ain't the same way it used to be. It's just different.
You gotta look out.
It's
now.
Just different.
Dangerous.
Ed Orgeron, Coach O, says his
Yeah.
locker room speech after Bama was not meant for public consumption. And it wasn't meant to hurt anybody, but it was a fiery moment. You know, coaches hate players getting on their phones in the locker room. They're going to ban them.
They're going to have to because people are going to start taking pictures of playbooks. Do they even do paper playbooks anymore? Those all digital now.
Oh, yeah, it's all tablets now.
I heard Dabo say something one time. They got a system where he can mass text and they mass message all the players at once. Plays, messages, whatever.
It's group text.
Nah, it's like some kind of software. Oh. You know? It's all digital.
What if the Russians wanted to, they like hated Clemson and they like took the playbook and reversed it. And then they started, running the opposite
quarterback
way.
Stands in front of the center.
They do that for gambling purposes.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were for gambling. Yeah, then they'd gamble and make a ton of money.
We want more vodka.
Am I supposed to stand in front of the center and just grab the ball?
And then you know what's going to happen? There's going to be a big loss, and they're going to say, guess what? It's not our fault the Russians hacked their playbook. We want another game.
Clemson don't lose, baby.
I wasn't talking about Clemson per se. They will in 2 weeks.
You are.
That's not my prediction, by the way.
No.
I don't want to put that
in. We don't want to make that a prediction, no.
That's the whole man.
Hey, Fat Boys, before you duck out of sports, anybody got anything for Clemson's defense? In the whole country, who has something for Clemson's defense? Ohio State scores a lot of points, but would they score a lot of points against Clemson?
I don't know, man. LSU scored. Burrow's going to win the Heisman, and they score a lot. I don't know, man. Why are you giving me paranoid already?
I'm just asking.
Freaking me out.
He's beta testing a segment for Saturday.
Yeah, we're going to be in Seneca, 10:30 to 12:30.
Here we will. Back at the Seneca Angles.
But then again, that's the hole.
That's the hole. All right, we'll close it up there. Don't forget, coming up in 1 hour, Paige, just a reminder for you, in 1 hour, it will be your pigskin punishment. The
good Lord.
Pigskin punishment processed meat smoothie. A variety of processed meats, including 6 Tijuana Mamas. Mm. Several other things that we'll mention later. I don't want to give away the full recipe, but there's some humdingers in there.
It's not going to end well, I can tell you that.
No, plus 9's best dam adeo.
Yeah, best dam.
That's what I get for making fun of the Russians. Dama Daniel. And more right after this. Morning, everybody.
The Rise Guys rock.
They just cut up and crack up with each other and give each other hate.
This is where the update comes for the Rise Guys Morning Show and 93-Minute Rock Blocks.
93.3 The Planet Rocks.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.